From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey blames ISIL. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said Monday the Islamic State is the prime suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara. Those blasts killed at least 97 people. No one has claimed responsibility. The European Union Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or other UN-designated terrorist organizations. Russia's defense ministry says its aircraft hit 53 targets in Syria in the past 24 hours. A senior United Nations official warns the partition of Syria is possible if the situation there continues to deteriorate. Lisa Schlein reports.
Stefan de Mistura says he considers the possible partition of Syria as one of the worst-case scenarios and that the major powers in Syria's warring factions do not want this scenario to occur. De Mistura, the Secretary General's special envoy for Syria, however, says he notes a de facto partitioning already occurring.
A combination of a creeping Afghanistan with shades of Libya and Somalia.
De Mistura says Russia's military intervention in Syria introduced a new and more dangerous dynamic. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Opposition candidates are calling for Guinea's presidential election to be annulled, saying the vote Sunday was rigged in favor of incumbent leader Alpha Condé. The seven opposition candidates held a news conference Monday to denounce the election as a grand deception. The candidates said they had recorded a number of irregularities in the voting, including falsified results, ballot box stuffing, and intimidation and arrests by security forces. This is VOA News. Iranian state television reports that Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian has been convicted on charges that include espionage. The report quoted a judiciary spokesman, but did not include details of the verdict. It did say Rezaian and his lawyer are eligible to appeal the conviction within 20 days. Palestinians stepped up the pace of stabbing attacks Monday against Jews in the Jerusalem area. The Israeli police shot and killed two alleged assailants. The worst spell of street violence in years showed little signs of abating. In southern Afghanistan Monday, gunmen riding a motorcycle shot and killed a doctor who worked for the United Nations Assistance Mission. No one claimed responsibility for shooting Turpakai Olfat in Kandahar. She had worked for the UN for the past 12 years. Princeton University professor Angus Deaton has won the 2015 Nobel Economics Prize for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare. Deaton, a British and U.S. citizen born in Scotland, has been a professor of economics and international affairs at New Jersey's Princeton University since 1983. Saudi Arabia's King Salman Monday rejected any suggestions that his country should give up its role as the organizer of the Hajj following last month's deadly stampede in Mina. The Saudi monarch said criticism of the country's handling of security during the Hajj will not affect his country's oversight of the annual Islamic pilgrimage. Russia's main security agency says it foiled a terrorist attack in Moscow by a group of Russian citizens, several of whom it claims were trained in Syria by the Islamic State group. The Federal Security Service said Monday it raided an apartment in the Russian capital after receiving information a group there was plotting a terrorist attack on Moscow's public transportation system. U.S. President Barack Obama says Hillary Clinton made a mistake in using a private email server while she served as Secretary of State, but that it did not endanger national security. Mr. Obama was interviewed on CBS Television's 60 Minutes program. A new report says despite progress in reducing hunger worldwide, hunger levels in at least 52 developing countries remain serious or alarming. It says nearly 800 million people around the world still go hungry. The report was released Monday by the International Food Policy Research Institute, Welthungerlife, and Concern Worldwide. The report says conflicts can be strongly associated with severe hunger. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.